Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today I'd like to ask you a rather personal question. When you see evil people succeed and prosper, how do you feel? Well, to be honest, it's easy to be angry. This is particularly true when we see good people suffering. And even though the Bible recognizes righteous anger, when David penned Psalm 37, he told us how to respond to evil people. Listen to what he wrote in Psalm 37.
Do not be agitated by evildoers. Do not envy those who do wrong, for they wither quickly like grass and wilt like tender green plants. Trust in the Lord and do what is good. Dwell in the land and live securely. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, making your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like the noonday.
Well, in this psalm, David was sharing a divine perspective, since he would no doubt admit that he didn't always practice this kind of response towards evildoers. But, interestingly, what he wrote certainly correlates with what Jesus shared on the Mount of Beatitudes. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So let's remember this principle to live by. When we see wicked people flourishing, we're not to become frustrated or angry, realizing that God will ultimately reward us for our faithfulness, if not on this present earth, than in eternity.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.